Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Well, tonight, former Vice President Mahmoud Oubamia is demanding that the Economic and Organized Crime Office, YOCO, respects the constitutional rights of Bernard Ntribuesiako, popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi. In a strongly worded statement, Dr. Oubamia expressed deep concern over Wuntumi's continued detention without clear charges and called on state agencies to act strictly within the boundaries of the law. My colleague Michael Ashale is in the studio and has a copy of that statement. And he joins me with more. Michael, what more can you tell us?
Well, Kenneth, in a statement that was posted on Facebook earlier today, says that I am deeply concerned about the arrest and continued detention of the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the New Patriotic Party, NPP, Mr. Bernard Ntribuesiako, popularly known as Wuntumi, particularly as the charges remain vague and his whereabouts remain unknown. He goes on to say that in a democratic environment as ours, no individual is above the law. Equally, no Ghanaian, regardless of political affiliations or status, should ever be denied their constitutional rights. Justice, he says, and due process are not optional. They are the foundation of our democracy. He goes on and says that I have been in constant touch with Wuntumi's legal team since this morning to ensure that his rights are protected. And then goes on to say that he's urging IOCO and all relevant state institutions to act strictly within the bounds of the law and to respect the rights of Mr. Wuntumi as guaranteed by the Constitution. Any deviation, he says, from these principles risk undermining public trust in the judicial system and weakens the democratic values as we have worked hard to build, he says.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. Well, the majority in Parliament has also been reacting, Faustina. What have they been saying?
Well, indeed, the Majority Chief Whip, Roxen Nelson Dafiamekpo, has condemned the style of Chairman Wuntumi's arrest and the aggressive tactics used by the investigative agencies. Let's listen to him.
No, I'm not in support of what may be happening, but the sudden change in attitude of the NPP that these things are strange, they are unconstitutional, they are unlawful, they are illegal. The current serving attorney general, do you know what happened to him?
What happened to him?
His home was stormed with men wielding guns as if they were going to Iraqi war. The current Minister of Energy, he came to Parliament and complained. We screamed. And they told us that once the state agencies are in charge, it's a criminal investigation which will allow the institutions to do their work. We were told on the floor of Parliament. We scream parliamentary privileges, immunities, and they won't listen to us. Members of Parliament, other persons, Agojo, ACP Agojo, he was picked on accusations that he had conspired to overthrow the Republic. It took him like 5 years to have his freedom.
But if it's wrong, then it's wrong now.
Yes, I agree. But they held the process. It's the same processes that they refer to as Rambo style. Oh, we've gone beyond Rambo. There are more action movies than Rambo. So stop using Rambo. Rambo is a cake. If you really want to describe the Gestapo style of arrest. But you loved it. You deployed it. Sam George was slapped physically, molested physically on video. We all saw it. For standing up to hooded security men that he couldn't identify. Inquiries were made. The attack on him was whitewashed. Our own colleagues in Parliament didn't see anything wrong with it. So me, I mean, my freedom had been curtailed before.
You?
Yes.
For what?
Well, and they won't allow anybody to see me. But eventually, I'm sitting here.
But you said something that you're not necessarily in favor of what is happening.
Yes.
Which part of what is happening?
So if by all means we have problems with Wound to me, we should invite him. And if he won't come, me, I've been a practitioner. So me understand the court processes. Let's look into the matter. Let's issue the criminal summons. Let's serve him. And let him bring this battalion to court to come and defend himself if he won't. Because these things, it attracts unnecessary attention and criticism for government.
Right, so you heard that the Majority Chief Whip, Roxon Nelson Dafiamakpo. Meanwhile, Chairman Wutumi, we understand, was rushed to the hospital late last night after his health deteriorated. Hours of intensive interrogation by Yoko. His lawyer, Andy Apiakubi, confirmed at the time that he required urgent medical attention. Let's go onto the telephone lines right now and speak to the MPP's National Youth Organizer, Salam Mustafa. For more on this, Salam, I want to believe that you've been in touch with Chairman Wuntobi. How is he doing and where are his whereabouts at the moment?
Good evening to you and your listeners. I haven't spoken to Chairman in person, but information we have from council and leadership, Wuntobi is in good spirit and stay held at a location that the Yoko and national security don't want to put out there. Whatever the case is, we believe that a due process is being done. Obviously, once bail is being processed, he has been charged. But I can also confirm that yesterday, in the night, over there when they rushed him to the hospital, and later on in the night, we understood he was taken to the National Security Yoko BNI Hospital. They share a common health facility. So he was taken there last night, and he was there overnight. And this morning, the processes have continued as far as his health issues is concerned, and also the other processes that the state is subjecting him to. So we are hoping that by close of day, the process to have the bill done, rectified, is complete, and Chairman is allowed to go home.
Well, we saw scores of MPP supporters gather at the Yoko office late last night. Are we going to see similar incidents today if your appeal for bail for him is not as successful?
I can tell you that the whole day we have been trying to hold scores of supporters from going to the facility. We have been trying to engage behind the scenes. In fact, since yesterday, leadership has been trying to engage behind the scenes. If you watch the videos very well, yesterday leadership was trying to calm down the tension,
right,
so that it does not explode. So today, when we saw what happened yesterday, today we tried as much as possible to ensure that there is no excessive mass up of people. But regardless, Chairman Wuntumi is a people's person,
right?
So still people have gone there from morning, and I still have information that people are still there because I have communication with people there. Let's condemn this in no uncertain terms. I was listening to Honorable Dafiamakpo when he makes mention that these things have happened before, and so on and so forth. But it's for the purpose that the MPP was voted against, and a certain reset was promised the people of Ghana. I'm not sure that if the NDC were to tell Ghanaians that they were coming to arrest people in the Dafiamakpo's voice, Gestapo style, that Rambo is a cake, I'm not sure Ghanaians would have said that then you're coming to do anything different from what the MPP has done.
Okay.
The bill for democracy we are all trying to build, it behoves on all of us to work together to ensure that some of these things do not recur.
Okay.
If in the past we decried it. In fact, let me tell you, in 2016, I was a subject of assault in no place than the police national headquarters, together with student activists, because they arrested Lukman, who was then NUC's president, and went to inquire. Myself, Dominic Edia, Moses Abo, who is the former Greater Accra Regional Youth Organizer, and scores of students who were beaten on the premises of the National Police Headquarters. So we have all been subject to brutalities as far as high-handedness of state security apparatus are concerned. And it is not right.
All right. Salam Mustafa is the MPP National Youth Organizer. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Well, Kenneth, in a related development, last night our colleague Latif Idris, who we know unfortunately was assaulted by some MPP supporters while he was covering the arrest of the Ashanti Regional Chairman. As a news channel, we have condemned the act and we have officially filed a formal complaint. Here is our editorial decision and position on this matter. Here's Evans Mensah, a senior editor here at Joy News.
Latif is doing well.
Okay.
This morning, he's seen he's been at the hospital for medical examination, but he's in good spirits and he's doing fine.
Great. But then, what other steps has the Multimedia Group Limited taken?
So we filed the police report, on the back of which he's done the medical examination. And obviously, this must be condemned in uncertain terms. There's no place for assaulting journalists in the line of work. It's just like assaulting a doctor who's doing his work, or assaulting an MP who is simply doing his work on the floor of Parliament. There's no place for that in a democracy like ours, and that is why we've taken the step. Yes, the MPPD have apologized, we acknowledge that, but if you assault somebody, it's a criminal offense, and so the police must look into that and bring the individuals who assaulted him to justice. And thankfully, this was captured on live television, and so the police should have enough evidence to pursue this matter, and that is why we have placed it where it's supposed to be placed, where the police will investigate and bring people to justice. But Latif is doing well and we're happy with that.
Great.
But Kenneth, we have also issued an official statement on this matter. What does it say?
We have indeed, and I'm reading it verbatim. It says, Joy News strongly condemns the attack on our reporter Latif Idrisu during coverage of the arrest of the MPP's Ashanti Regional Chairman, Bernard Ntribuesiako, popularly known as Chairman Wuntui. Latif was delivering a live report from the premises of the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Yoko, when he was assaulted by individuals believed to be supporters of Mr. Buesiako, who had gathered to show solidarity. He was struck on the head by some of the attackers, with others reportedly using a stone and a rubber band as weapons. Well, this assault on a journalist in the line of duty is unacceptable and must be condemned in the strongest possible terms. Well, journalists serve the public interest by reporting events as they unfold. Any attempt to obstruct or intimidate them is not only an attack on press freedom, but also a threat to democracy itself. Well, the matter has been reported to the police, and we call for a swift investigation and the prosecution of those responsible. We acknowledge the apology rendered by the New Patriotic Party MPP and expect the party to fully cooperate with the police in bringing the perpetrators to justice. So this is a strongly worded statement that is issued by the Multimedia Group. And meanwhile, the MPP has also since apologized. As I mentioned earlier, Haruna Mohammed is the Deputy General Secretary of the party. Listen.
Joy is my station. It's unfortunate we have come to witness what is happening here. I was at NIB. I just left NIB on other cases of party persons that have been arrested. And I saw on television, specifically Joy, what was happening within this particular premises. It's very unfortunate that our youth, who were being pushed to a point that they had to use vehicle to run over some of them. Out of the heat, there were some certain skirmishes that was not very good to your person. And we as a political party, a democratic party, such as the New Patriotic Party, such incidences, we don't condone with it.
Well, away from that, dead fishes were spotted beside demolished structures at the Lashibi Sakumono Ramsar site after a task force led by the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Linda Oklu, cleared buildings constructed on waterways. Officials attributed the fish deaths to encroachment by private developers, which disrupted their habitat.
Well, Linda Oklu expressed shock upon witnessing firsthand the ecological damage caused as a result of people's greed, and vowed to ensure the property owners whose structures have been destroyed do not erect new buildings in the wetlands.
You've seen for yourself, and look at the level of foundation. If your cameras can capture the buildings, you can see the level of foundation. And so it's not that we are wicked, my dear, but we want to. These are reserve sites, like we said, for species. And so God in his own wisdom, I mean, left this place for us, and so that it can accommodate this easy flow of water when it rains. So
Deputy NADMO Director in charge of operations at Tema West, Loretta Frimpong, expressed her shock at the incident and warned the area could witness terrible flooding that could lead to the loss of lives whenever it rains.
In fact, having come close to the dam, I feel very sad. I have mixed feelings. I feel very sad how reckless we have been as human beings. We've been very reckless. A buffer is supposed to be an ecological system for our fishes and other...
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Living things in the waters, but it looks like our activities, our selfishness and greed has put their lives in danger. This is so sad. This is very, very sad as a nation. And until we take steps to correct this anomaly, that not only the lives of these fishes, but people who are going to live here, their lives are also at risk.
Well, it's now time for business, and James Ishan is here with the latest.
Hi, Kenneth. Coming up in business tonight, African Development Bank asks Ghana to fast-track structural transformation to address socio-economic challenges, and no dividend for Ecobank Transnational Incorporated shareholders, despite a record financial performance for last year, including revenue reaching over $2 billion. Business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationery, your number one stop shop for all office essentials, Syntex tanks, and Pepsodent herbal and Chaco. My name is James Ishan. Let's now settle for the details. The African Development Bank has urged Ghana to fast-track structural transformation for rapid, inclusive, and sustainable growth to address socioeconomic challenges. This was contained in its 2025 report released yesterday at its annual meeting in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. The following report has more.
According to the bank, this is very crucial to reducing unemployment, income inequality, and poverty. Poverty stood at 29.5% in 2023, while unemployment was at 13.7%. Income inequality was, however, high at 43.5% in 2022, compared with regional peers. The report pointed out that the 2022 Multidimensional Poverty Index showed that 24.8% of the population is multidimensionally poor, while an additional 20.0% is classified as vulnerable to multidimensional poverty. The World Bank in 2023 said extreme and overall poverty rates continue to decline in urban areas but are going up in rural areas. According to the Social Protection Program Spending and Household Welfare in Ghana report, extreme poverty was highly concentrated among households without formal education.
And that was a news desk report. Now, shareholders of Ecobank Transnational Incorporated will not be entitled to any dividend for last year's financial performance. This is despite the record financial performance posted for 2024. George Wiafe has the rest from Lome, Togo.
Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, the parent company of Ecobank Ghana, for the second year running, saw its revenue reach more than $2 billion. Profit before tax, on the other hand, hit $658 million. So for a lot of shareholders, it was the expectation that the board would declare dividend for last year after it did not pay dividend for 2023. But the announcement that it wouldn't pay dividend for 2024 operations at its annual general meeting in Lome, Togo, did not go down well with some shareholders. But the board chairman of Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, Papa Mindiawa Ndiaye, insisted that they needed to take this action to help the bank pay some debts on its books.
I believe that reducing the debt burden is a strategic priority and will serve our shareholders best in the long term, as well as our depositors, and satisfy our regulators in the long term as we build a resilient bank.
The chairman was, however, optimistic that Ecobank could soon return to paying dividend to shareholders in the coming year.
And that was
attendees, 100 exhibitors, and over 20 industries represented. This year, we turn it up a notch. This is your official invitation to be part of the second edition of the EMY Africa Expo, happening from the 19th to the 22nd of June at the Accra International Conference Center. Whether you're in the automotive, fashion, tech, real estate, health, finance, agribusiness, travel, lifestyle, or anything in between, this is your platform for visibility, networking, strategic partnerships, and media exposure that matters. Register now at www.emyafrica.com or call 020-201-8870. The EMY Africa Expo 2025. Show up, stand out, scale up.
You're welcome back to Newsnight. Now, government is set to introduce sweeping reforms to overhaul the country's legal education system. Well, the proposed legal education bill aims to end the Ghana School of Law's exclusive control over professional training, allowing accredited law facilities to offer professional training.
Well, the majority leader, Mahama Yar'Adua, revealed that the government, in a new legal education bill, which is currently at the consideration stage, is seeking to alter the existing legal architecture, including the processes for the removal of the Chief Justice.
By the time we finish passing these bills, the legal architecture of Ghana would have received a significant overhaul. The Attorney General will also introduce several subsidiary legislation. They include the corporate insolvency and restructuring regulations, the Court of Appeal rules, Economic and Organized Crime Office operations regulations, Economic and Organized Crime Office terms and conditions of service regulations, High Court Civil Procedure Amendment rules, interpretation regulations, Judicial Service terms and conditions of service regulations, Legal Aid Commission regulations, Supreme Court rules, and very significantly, removal from office of justices of the Supreme Court rules. The President, John Dramani Mahama, is determined to fast-track legislative reforms to strengthen our institutions of governance and further entrench our democracy.
Well, as part of the reforms, government will end the decade-long monopoly of the Ghana School of Law and accredit various university faculties to run professional legal education, after which eligible persons will take the bar examination. Well, the Majority Chief Whip and Member of Parliament for South Dai, Roxy Nelson Dafiamepo, said the reforms in this structure will go a long way to help the legal system.
Let every faculty accredited to run the academic programs, the LLB programs, let them be accredited or licensed, so to speak, to train their own lawyers. So we have one bar exams, which could be conducted twice a year, so that we can have as many lawyers as we want.
So University of Ghana
will become, already the faculties are calling themselves law schools anyway.
Yes.
What becomes of a law school when you can't train lawyers? So we want the faculties to be converted into law schools.
So like, my part one, part two, if I'm in KNUSC, I'll just write it there.
Thank you. No, you don't write it there. You are trained. So you do the academics, KNUSC, I think they do 3 years academic.
Yeah.
LLB, if you are from SS, 4 years. If you are postgraduate, post-LLB, you do 3. Then, depending on the content of the professional training, it can be 1 year, 1.5 years, or 2 years maximum. If somebody is so focused, the person should be able to complete it in a year because it's practical courses. Mm-hmm. When you are ready, you sit for the bar.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
You don't have to come
but
to
the bar. The bar exams will be conducted by the GLC.
Well, in today's Climate Focus series, third-generation commercial users of charcoal at one of Accra's biggest eateries have shared a heartwarming story of their willingness to abandon charcoal and migrate to liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. James Aveji has the rest of the story.
The German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ, in 2023 revealed in a research that firewood and charcoal contribute at least 39% of source of energy for cooking in Ghana. To find out more, I visit a chobba here in Accra to hear their story. I meet Narama and her sister Sandra, a third generation owners of the popular heavy do chobba.
49 years ago, we started with firewood. That's what we started with. And then we moved from firewood to charcoal. So when we moved to charcoal and then technology also came in and technology was growing, we moved from charcoal to gas.
So why did they switch back to charcoal?
We bought 2 bags of charcoal and we used it to cook. So after cooking, we realized that the cost of using the charcoal was a bit okay than the gas.
It has emerged, however, that this is not only posing threat to the environment, but to the human health as well.
In Ghana, it is projected that unclean cooking methods claim about 17,000 lives annually.
For now, Nanama, on behalf of her sister, has pledged willingness to go back to operate fully on LPG regardless the cost, but on condition that government will make access more convenient.
If government should listen to our cry, why not? We would stop the use of charcoal due to the other health hazards it has on us. We'll stop using it and then we'll fall on the gas to produce our food.
Climate Focus is brought to you by Joy News in partnership with Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development, and the Climate Development Knowledge Network.
A recent study by the Ghana Statistical Service has found that over 18% of Ghanaians who interacted with public officials in 2024 paid bribes, mostly in cash, to access essential services. Now, the study also revealed regional disparities in gifts given, with the Greater Accra and the Ashanti region recording the highest incidence. Well, my colleague Caleb Sublim joins me in the studio with details of that report. Caleb, tell me the key findings.
Well, so the report saw that the Greater Accra and Ashanti regions recorded the highest levels, with 22% and 18% of respondents saying that they had given bribes to public officials. And also among those with tertiary educations reported were the highest in giving bribes out. And those without any formal education were far less likely to do so.
Thank you very much for those details of that report. But you can read more on myjoyonline.com. And today we're ending News Night a bit early, and we'll tell you why.
Yes, Ghana Black.